plants until spring. Appropriated by Northern Europeans, and eventually it becomes the so-called Christmas tree.
And now.
And that, Charlie Brown, is what boredom is all about.
It's That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Saturday, the 11th of December, 2010, two shopping weeks to go until Xmas, people, Xmas. Hi, everybody.
That's right, Xmas.
Don't call it Xmas.
Well, that's what it is on the Futurama. That's
yeah.
Called Xmas.
It's Xmas.
Xmas, people, Xmas.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's Sci-Fi Amy. Say hello.
Hi, everyone. Oh, happy birthday, Bonnie. It's her birthday today.
Okay, we're tripping over ourselves. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know, she is the best sister in the world.
And I sure as heck hope so. She gives you money.
Actually,
that's
she
good
does.
Family.
Yeah.
She's better than that, though. She's awesome.
She's got an authentic New York accent.
She lives in Manhattan. Of course she would.
Yeah, what? I know.
Chris, is she terrific or what?
Yeah, she's awesome.
See?
Yeah.
Told ya.
Good. Good, good, good.
My receptionist, she wants her to be her sister.
She better be awesome, right, Chris West?
Everybody better be awesome.
Exactly.
In my world, everybody is awesome.
Aw.
Exactly, exactly. So glad.
Even you, Joey.
I appreciate it. Thanks. So glad to have
you.
You've
got
to
be awesome. I
have you?
Them.
You know, have you noticed that Joey moved his chair a little further away so he can kind of have a better look at my rack?
Wow, that was
before he was looking straight at you. Now he looks straight at me. I think that's why.
Yeah.
Have you been, like, tracking our looking progresses in those last few months that we've been on the air there, Amy?
Actually,
I never noticed, but, you know, it is a noticeable difference with her moving his chair.
Actually, the reason why is because I have this headphone jack that's hooked up to a patch cord that gets plugged right into my laptop so I can properly record the show on my two audio programs. Not saying that anything craps out, you know, where the station's concerned, but it's always nice to have a backup and a backup to a backup.
Okay, that's your answer? Okay.
Listen, I've already been
to the promised land.
I've already seen more than a pair of boobs in my life.
Not mine, honey. Never will.
And you know what? I take the Ron White stance on that, and that's that it doesn't matter where they come from. I still want to see them.
You're right. I'll see yours later on tonight, Chris. That's Chris West, by the way. She's Sci-Fi Amy. I'm Joey Donovan. Glad to have you with us as we try to turn over the interns on today's broadcast. By the way, Michelle Brundage Weston, who's an established author of the Elysian Chronicles. By the way, Chris, she also happens to have a show on our sister station as well on Sunday nights, too, correct?
Yes, that's right. 740 WSBR. The Final Cut in Movies Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m.
That's right. Being an established author. We'll talk about a few things literary in regards to 2010, which the year is almost over with, and a few other things in regards to what was on the TV and the silver screen and things of that nature.
Of course, yeah. We got to get the Flick Chick's opinion on the year and in movies.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's not going to be me.
Exactly. And that'll be sometime the next hour. By the way, Amy, you need to say hello to somebody.
Oh, hi, Alan. Mm-hmm. My favorite brother.
Yes.
Well, okay. One of my favorite brothers.
It's been a while since I've got my Twizzlers, so.
Well, I haven't stopped at his house, so, you know, that's my fault. I'm sure he has a stack of them waiting for you.
Amy and her shovel just
digging. You'll get some on the 18th when you come to Bonnie's birthday.
Yeah, digging a hole. Digging a hole, just burying herself. I'm just standing back and watching her dig a hole. Dig a hole, that's all that matters.
You know, I'm going to get up and smack your ass on the head.
Good.
Oh, that's right. You like it.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's been an interesting week in sci-fi. We're going to cover that. Obviously, Hollywood is kind of shutting down for the last 2 weeks. Everybody's hitting the slopes. Everybody is going to be visiting his Uncle Herschel over in Long Island. And of course, he'll be asking them many, many questions as well, the studio execs. By the way, want to congratulate Howard Stern for 5 more years of Sirius Satellite Radio. How about that? In the moment that he announced that on this past Thursday, sales went through the roof, which comes as no surprise. I think when he made the announcement in late 2004 that he was going to sign on beginning early 2006, it was 600,000 subscribers to Sirius. And then when he debuted in January of 2006, it went to 6 million subscribers.
Wow.
Howard Stern is the reason that Sirius and XM are still around.
Yeah. In fact, Howard Stern was the reason why the FCC dragged their feet in regards to the merger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but obviously after, what, 20 million subscribers now, Sirius is going to have a special event. Paul McCartney's performing this Monday from the Apollo Theater, and it's going to be broadcast on Sirius. And
nice.
I'm stoked to hear about it. But, yeah, he made the announcement 5 more years. And if he continues at this pace, if he's kept together for 5 more years, he'll be about, what, 61 years old, 5 years from this month. And he will probably have been on radio longer as an entertainer, longer than Jack Benny.
Really?
Y'all don't know who Jack Benny is.
I've heard of him. Remember, I'm only, what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of him multiple times, like the 18 billion times you've mentioned him this week.
Yeah, Jack Benny was born in 1894, Valentine's Day of 1894. If he were alive today, he'd be 39. What?
Dog ears?
Yeah. Meanwhile, the three senior citizens listening to us all just laughed. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that being said,
we're glad that somebody got that one.
So it's all coming up on this broadcast.
That's Joey's language.
Of that sci-fi show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We want to thank our sponsors for this hour. And what are they, Chris?
Well, as always, we got the Sound Pillow, which is a great pillow to have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that thing just rocks. We have the Addiction Professional Academy, Beckert & Associates, Canatelli Builders, the Crossroads Center of Antigua, Intervention Through Bail Bonds, Robert E. Gluck, Attorney at Law.
Ah. Not Harvey Birdman Attorney at Law.
You know, I was thinking the same thing.
Too. That is so funny.
Yeah.
I was actually just, I downloaded a bunch of those and I was watching that, along with the old C-Lab 2021.
Uh-huh.
With in memory of Captain Murphy.
May he rest in peace.
Every time I think of Harry Birdman, I think of that episode with the Indian where he gets taller and he's in court.
Uh-huh.
And someone says something about looking up his skirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. That's the one where he, the Indian gets hot coffee poured in his lap
and loses
his ability to grow tall.
Oh, yeah.
Apache Chief.
Apache Chief, yes.
He was one of the super friends who didn't really, he was one of the peripheral, like, super friends that had to be put in there because certain rights groups were, like, you know, complaining about stuff that nobody really cared about.
Him and Black Vulcan.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is something that actually on Harvey Birdman they mentioned many times.
By the way, speaking of people who like to go, did have nothing else better to do but protest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Today, sadly, was Elizabeth Edwards' funeral. And God bless her, a woman of great courage, and especially all the stuff that happened. She never asked for it. Her son dying and then having children again. And then obviously being there for her husband, then Senator John Edwards, who ran for vice president in 2004 on the Democratic ticket with Senator John Kerry. And then the night before the election, she finds out she has breast cancer. And then after the election, they lose. And then she finds out that he's been with somebody else, and she has to deal with that. And then 24 hours after, she makes the announcement that, you know, basically all she can do right now is just be made comfortable. She passes away. And meanwhile, the Westboro Baptist Church decides to pay a visit to her funeral today. And what happened, Chris?
All right, so this is how you know that maybe God doesn't hate the people of the West Baptist Church say it does, because only 2 adults and 3 children from the West Baptist Borough Church,
Westboro
Baptist Church, showed up.
Uh-huh.
Over 300 anti-protesters to them showed up, surrounded them.
Mm.
Did not let the family get seen by them, did not let any of the insults they were hurling get heard by the family.
Good.
They out-yelled them.
Good.
They, you know, just basically just surrounded these, you know, morons.
And shut them down.
And shut them down.
Praise Jesus. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You know,
no, seriously.
This
seriously,
chick
I know
has the worst delusions of grandeur. If you ever heard her leader.
God,
go on the air. I know she's been on the Bubba the Love Fun show a ton of times.
And
Howard Stern.
She's been at Hollywood Squares. Hollywood Squares with Howard Stern.
Yeah.
That was an adventure. Right next to Daniel Carver.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
that was a good episode.
There are a number of folks of mine, friends of mine I know in the Christian faith, who do not endorse the values or beliefs of the Westboro Baptist Church. It's a Shonda. It's a Shonda.
It's a cult.
Yeah, well, that too. But then when I say Shonda, I mean it's a shame. It's a certain word that Jamie would know, but
I would.
You didn't celebrate Hanukkah, did you?
No, I forgot.
Why did you forget?
Because I do Christmas.
The 8 crazy nights.
I know.
You still got like more nights to go.
You had 8 nights. It's over with. You had 8 nights.
Forgot to take the menorah out and light the candles.
The oil is dried up now.
Sing happy birthday and blow them out. I told you I'm a bad Jew.
Yeah, well, okay.
You know, I'm also Christian,
well, hey,
so,
hey,
you know, I celebrate
Jew. Guess what
Christmas.
I found on Think Geek the other day?
What you found on Think Geek the other day?
All right, imagine the lovely combination of bacon and mayonnaise.
Ew.
Bacon mayonnaise. Ew. Oh, bacon flavored. Nothing. Bacon flavored mayonnaise. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
$5.99 a jar.
And if
okay.
You're, if you're a Jew, what does this mean?
You can't eat it.
Possibly you could eat it.
Well, you
why?
Sure, but you've never heard of COVID. We're digging a hole.
How in the world would they make it taste like bacon?
We're gonna take a break.
That's the beauty of science.
We're gonna take a break, and we're gonna dip into
yes,
sci-fi
Joey.
News. Next hour, Michelle Burdage, Western author of the Elysian Chronicles, will be talking about at least part one of the year in review. Mostly where literary is concerned, but also Flick Chick will be talking about what she also saw on the silver screen and her thoughts about the last episode of Lost and all that. Strange stuff going on. Not much this week, suffice to say, so it should be an adventure. Hey, next week, heads up to David DeRica, a good buddy of mine. I've known him for many years. He hosts a nationally syndicated science fiction talk show called Sci-Fi Overdrive. He's going to be joining us hour number one next week. And hour number two, we're going to hear from Carol Barrowman. Now, that last name Barrowman, it's quite familiar.
That wouldn't be Captain Jack Harkness.
Exactly.
That's
really?
Right. Her brother is John.
Very nice.
Yes, and she lives here in the States, and we'll talk about why she's going to be appearing on the show. That's all coming up next week. In the meantime, we're going to take a break right now. Our website, that's scifishow.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com. Listen to us on streaming audio at wwnradio.com. And, our internet partners. Hold on. Our internet partners, intherooms.com and mysoberscene.com. And the website for the mothership is www.radio.com.
HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
That's right. That's Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Stay with us.
My name is Charles Beckard. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckard & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
All Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialist in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
That's Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Welcome back to a Joey Donovan here with you. Glad to have you with us. Chris West across the glass. Sci-Fi Amy, hello.
Practically.
Chris is across the glass.
Well, I'm across the glass.
He's across the opposite side of the glass.
I know. I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about you. Yeah. How you're over there now.
Yes. I'm over here so I could
see. She really stuck up on you being a little bit farther from her.
She wants me close to her.
No. He's looking at me now.
I am looking at you.
You are looking at me before.
You have steel blue eyes. Okay? That's what I'm looking at. Eye contact.
Sure, you are.
That's what the t-shirt says. Eyes up here. Okay?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Sure. How old are you? Anyway.
20.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Amy's mother's invited to call, by the way. Dark Shadows.
She is listening.
Sci-fi news. Sci-fi news.
Not down that road.
No, not yet. Sci-fi news and comment this hour. Next hour, Michelle Brunner, Justin Weston will be talking with us just about how things were in regards to big releases last year, literary, media, and such. Dark Shadows. I'll tell you what, production is going to be underway. I think as early as February, at least for the pre-production aspect is. I think they're already finished shooting Pirates of the Caribbean 5 and 6.
Yes.
A fifth and sixth Pirates movie?
Yes.
What the heck is this?
Well, no, they finished the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
And that 5 and 6, they're now going to shoot together like they did with the other two.
Wow.
And basically, yeah, they got they replaced Keira Knightley with Penelope Cruz, so we'll see how that fails.
Yeah.
And that's basically the new movie, so we'll see what happens. And of course, it's Johnny Depp. So.
And for almost as long as Johnny Depp and his collaborators have been developing an adaptation of the 1960s soap opera Dark Shadows, they've been talking publicly about what a truly complex task it is. Sam Sarkar, Depp's producing partner, told MTV News a backstory here in March of 2009, quote, "It's one thing to adapt a weekly television series into a movie. It's another thing to take a soap opera that's been serialized daily and try to boil down to 2 hours," end quote. And it's not just the sheer size of the Dark Shadows canon. Over 1,225 episodes ran on ABC Daytime from 1966 to 71, incorporating everything from ghosts and zombies to time travel, gothic tinged romance, and that presents a challenge. It's also, as director Tim Burton put it, the difficulty of, quote, capturing that weird tone of the show, end quote. Depp in particular faces the daunting challenge of portraying Barnabas Collins. This is a character that he's been wanting to like play ever since he was a kid. This is the colorful vampire at the center of the series, quite originally in the 60s and 70s by Jonathan Frid. He's still very much with us. He just celebrated his 86th birthday last week, by the way. Although he's longed to play the character since childhood, Depp's still in the process of figuring out just who a big screen Barnabas really is, and with production on the film expected to begin soon, Burton, Depp, and screenwriter Seth Graham Smith, who's best known for his novel Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, are still hammering out the script. But as Burton told us last month, he's digging how the whole thing is coming together, saying, quote, "I'm working on the script, and it's been kind of a long time coming, but I think I'm getting a script that I like. I don't really like talking because I'm not really sure what's happening yet, but I'm excited about it. I think, yes, finally for me, it's getting to be the right tone," end quote. No matter what happens, Johnny Depp, Tim Burton, put them together. It's two great tastes that taste great together, and it always means one thing: box office gold.
Yep.
You're going to have butts and seats.
Yeah, and the whole, Tim Burton, I don't think we're going to be weird enough. No. Come on, Tim Burton, you are weird. That's all you do is weird.
That's why we like him.
Yeah, I mean, you're the king of weird. That's why people like you.
One thing I'd like to see here more than anything else, you have to understand one very important thing. The reason why Dark Shadows was canceled in 1971, it wasn't so much that they ran out of ideas. It was because of the fact that the audience for it was too young. And, of course, now the audience for that was too young back then is, well, I wouldn't say too old, because they're baby boomers, or they're retirees, they're AARP members. But at the same time, they're also, I've been familiar with these things, and then some of them probably have their hearts melted for Edward or Jacob, where Twilight is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, granted, I know that Tim Burton's going to ensure the vampires will not sparkle in dark shadows, but can the gap be bridged? I know the answer is it's hell yes. That can Tim Burton bridge the gap between those who watch, used to run home from schools, who watch Dark Shadows in the late afternoons when it was a TV guy called Halloween 5 days a week? Can he bridge that gap? Can he bring those folks in, sit them down along with their kids, their grandkids, you know, who grow up watching this probably on sci-fi, probably on DVD release, and yet they're also reading and watching Twilight, reading the books, watching the Twilight movies. Can he pull it off? I'm confident he can, and I know he will.
Well, I'm confident that Tim Burton will, you know, well, he won't end the series because, unfortunately, the last movie is yet to come out.
Mm.
Well, after that last movie comes out, I'm sure we'll probably see either a sequel or a revamp of, or reboot, I should say, of the Dark Shadows series. And I think that'll be the final nail in the Twilight coffin.
I would like
to, or at least I pray.
I would like, at times like this, I wish I had Jim Pearson's telephone number, because he's more or less been the one carrying the flame, at least where the whole Dark Shadows thing has been going on over the past 20-odd years or so, just to try and get his comments on this, because of the fact that you have to take it's kind of like when Doctor Who returned. You had to have those elements. You had to have those core elements, the Doctor, his ability to regenerate, the TARDIS, you know, the thing is bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. You had to have some familiar enemies, the Daleks and such. Now, where Dark Shadows was concerned, essentially the show started as a gothic romance, and it was failing in the ratings, and then Dan Curtis, the creator and producer, threw in a ghost, and then threw in a phoenix, and then threw in a vampire, and thinking they were going to end it with a vampire and get him killed off, immediately the ratings, pardon the pun, spiked. And essentially they decided to keep it there and then built on the backstory of Barnabas Collins, the vampire in this case. And that's where they expanded and expounded. And then there was that first Dark Shadows movie that came out in 1970 called House of Dark Shadows, which I don't know if this current one is going to be akin to it, because maybe it's a one-off or maybe not, who knows. But then again, vampires never die. But I have a feeling that, again, I'd like to think that as long as they keep those core elements, anything is possible. And again, Tim Burton and Johnny Depp, box office goals. I'm looking very much forward to seeing how this turns out. Really am.
Yeah, I definitely anticipate this to do very well.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of established television and vampires, Glee star Heather Morris has impressed viewers with her spacey deadpan expressions and the ability to pull off lines like, "This room looks like the room on that spaceship where I got probed." But is she the next Buffy Summers? An unnamed associate of the Sand Dollar production company, which recently sold the rights to Buffy the Vampire Slayer to Warner Brothers, thinks so. The company says that Morris's name has been floated as a potential, get it? If you're a Buffy fan, you get the to play the blonde who attacks the vampires. It does make sense. She doesn't just look the part of a Valley Girl superhero. She's a professional dancer, which makes her athletic enough to take on Buffy's moves. But as a cheerio on Glee, she already has the cheerleading costume. However, this Buffy isn't the Hemery High School arsonist or the former cheerleader coming to grips with her role as gatekeeper of the Hellmouth. MovieWeb says on this, quote, "In this new reboot, Buffy will no longer be in high school, but instead facing the same hardships that a lot of young college graduates have today and struggling to find a paying job and a healthy relationship. Though she plays a teenager on Glee, the 23-year-old actress is actually the right age for this newly rebooted take on the character," end quote. Obviously, this reboot of Buffy won't hit the silver screen until 2012. Plenty of time to argue about casting decisions. And you know what? I don't think, Chris, you've ever seen, except for the Rocky Horror episode, Glee.
No, I haven't even seen that, but I'm looking at the, speaking of Rocky Horror, I'm looking at the picture of her dressed up as Columbia, and wow.
Yeah,
I definitely could. I think that's on the DVR. I didn't think I deleted that one yet.
Get a photo of her.
I'm going to have to definitely go back and rewatch that one.
Get a photo of her from the, from the Britney Spears episode where she's like doing this Britney thing with the Madonna. It's she looks pretty nice. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. She's got the body.
Mm-hmm.
She looks. She's definitely got the face.
Mm-hmm.
I could definitely see her as the next Buffy.
Forget acting abilities. She's got the body. She's got the face.
Yeah, I'm just going based on, you know, what action movies, you know.
That's all.
I mean, that's why Hilary Swank got it originally.
All right, Hillary, you can stop with the drooling now, boys.
Hillary Swank originally got Buffy?
Yeah. She was the original Buffy in the movie.
Movie.
Well, that's Christy Swanson.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, wait,
Christy Swanson.
Oh, God, they scare me with Hillary Swank.
You know, they're both blondes.
No, she's a brunette, and her hair's cropped short, and she's got these big teeth. You see them on the screen. Do you remember the movie The Core when she was smiling the whole time?
Yeah,
that was
kind of crazy.
Sunglasses.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, please don't scare me like that. That's
right.
My
Christy
Fi show.
Swanson, yes.
Yeah, that's my Fi show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break so at least I can have a think and not think about those teeth.
Oh, speaking of teeth, when we get back, we'll talk about the Miley Cyrus incident.
Oh, yeah, we have to. Teeth, it's worse than Baba Booey. Oh, yes, and by the way, the Transformers 3 trailer, apparently Neil Armstrong had set the record straight on that. But anyways, we'll talk about that after the break. Michelle Brunage-Weston joins us next hour to talk about sci-fi, literary, media, year in review 2010, that is. That's next hour. In the meantime, it is That Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Our website, thatscifishow.com. Let's see. We're on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to us in streaming audio on www.nnradio.com. I say this because of the fact that about an hour from now, the transmitter is going to switch to low power. It's coming close to wintertime. And,
that's right.
Yeah, and the website for the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network is www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. We're tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rockers in Recovery. John Hollis has as his guest Woody Glessman, the ex-drummer for the Dope
Woody Wiggles. Eastman.
Woody Gleason?
Eastman.
Westman. He's thinking of you.
No, I'm reading here Woody Glessman. It's on the website.
Yeah, it's pronounced Eastman.
Oh, I heard Westman.
Eastman. I'm sorry. No.
Eastman.
Okay.
The G is silent.
God. Anyway, the former drummer from the Del Fuegos will be joining us.
He doesn't yell at me about
phonetically spelled here, okay?
I can smack him for you.
No, yell at me about music.
And
can't even know what the Del Fuegos.
Not only that, but I'm looking here at the font. It's a little bit small, so the eye is mistaking things.
Yeah.
All right. Wrap it up.
This is what happens when I wear glasses. Anyways, he'll be on tomorrow night, Rockers in Recovery. Their website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's my Fi show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Back after the break. Stay with us.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and streamed live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio. All for the bail bonds. Over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866 ALLBAIL.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. it is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
And we are back with more of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out our website, www.holisticlifestylesradio.com and www.thatscifishow.com. Joe?
All right. Back again, That Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I'm Joey Donovan. She's Sci-Fi Amy. He's Chris West. Am I right in saying that Roland Hand on Mission Impossible was played by Martin Landau?
Yes.
And when he and his wife Barbara Bain had left the series, I think Leonard Nimoy had replaced Landau's role for about the last two series, seasons rather. Interestingly enough, it was Martin Landau who was first thought of for Spock in Star Trek.
Yeah.
So I've always found it a great fascination. He looks the type too. He could have been a great Vulcan. Instead, he ended up being a very too tall Bela Lugosi, and that was the only Oscar he ever got. Pop culture tip: what is this with Miley Cyrus? I mean, her father is like one of the members of the parent teachers television council, parent television council, which tries to, you know, talk about how moral television programs should be, and yet, you know, his daughter is smoking something.
She's an 18-year-old girl in show business.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. Let's just face the reality of this up front.
Yeah.
She smokes some pot.
Well.
And then they're doing.
You don't have proof of that.
Well, now they're doing the time old fashioned. It wasn't pot, it's salvia. Because salvia is legal in certain states.
According to TMZ.
Yeah.
And apparently, if you go to TMZ.com, it states that there was a video that was posted Friday, and some people think that she's a Lindsay Lohan in training, and others say the only difference between Miley and her Garden Variety 18-year-old is that Miley is wildly successful. Meanwhile, there's a number of folks who have answered the polls, and it's kind of almost split down the line. What's worse, drinking the salvia? 58% said salvia is worse. Is she similar to Lindsay? Two-thirds said.
You know what, I got to say
that
salvia
so.
Isn't worse because salvia doesn't do anything.
Salvia, I think, what?
It's supposed to give you a light hallucinogenic high. It doesn't.
Okay.
It's like smoking ashes.
Okay. Well,
I wouldn't compare her to Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Lindsay Lohan is her own little.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't smoke. I fume sometimes, but I don't smoke. I don't smoke. Also, TMZ is reporting something else here, a bit of science fiction as well. Michael Jackson. TMZ has learned, as Michael Jackson fans are scrambling to stop the Discovery Channel from broadcasting a, quote, gruesome reenactment, end quote, of MJ's autopsy, calling the whole thing, quoting here, an affront to human dignity, end quote. TMZ has learned fans have already collected nearly 1,500 signatures, all demanding the network pull the plug on a special entitled Michael Jackson's Autopsy, in which Michael's bloody autopsy is expected to be reenacted in gory detail.
Well, it's what? It wasn't bad enough when Tom Green got his testicle cancer removed on MTV Live?
That's right. I heard
about that. I was like,
I watched it.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Oh, God.
Well, I was in high school at the time, so what else was I going to do? I mean, this is when Tom Green was, you know, relevant and funny.
Yeah, I remember him.
Before Freddie got
fired. I still didn't want to go see him.
Well, hold on a second. He was relevant?
Yeah, for a very
yeah, for about 15 minutes.
He was all right, he was huge. he was very.
Hey, didn't he marry?
Yeah, he was funny.
Drew Barrymore from.
Drew Barrymore, yeah. Exactly.
No, he wasn't even that. They got she asked him to marry him at the end or something like that at the end of Saturday Night Live, and he ran off.
Really?
Yeah,
I missed that one.
Tom Green, God bless him. What's he doing? The cable show right now?
No, he's got his own internet TV website that he started up after he got booted from MTV.
So he's been doing a basic cable show somewhere in Buffalo, right? Yeah, yeah.
No, it's
maybe it reaches.
I don't know if it's Crackle. I don't think it's Crackle, but it's a website like Crackle where it's one of those. It's going to eventually replace cable TV.
So you're saying with a microwave transmitter, you could probably get it if you're in Schenectady, maybe somewhere.
No, it's all on the internet, jackass.
I know. It's just that's what he is.
No, you just say he's a worthless Canadian. You don't affiliate him with America at all.
Well, no, you've insulted the Canadians then.
I don't care about the Canadians.
Well, I do.
Why?
Because they come down here for about 6 months out of the year and they put money in our coffers.
No, they come down here and they annoy and drive badly.
And they also put money in our coffers.
Okay, moving on.
That Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network Sci-Fi News continues. If you were thinking that the least believable thing about the Transformers 3 teaser trailer released this past Wednesday was the existence of robot aliens on the moon, you'd be wrong. According to the first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong, the real flaw is the film's fictionalized lunar landing is far more down to Earth. The trailer showed an expedition by the astronauts to examine what appears to be, and make sure you've watched it already just in case you're afraid of spoilers, some sort of crashed alien spacecraft we apparently knew was there all along. But in actuality, Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin never wandered more than 100 yards from the lunar landing surface, or rather from the LEM, the lunar landing vehicle. According to NPR, Armstrong said there were very good reasons for this, which boil down to essentially, we were wearing newfangled water-cooled uniforms and didn't know how long the cooling would last. We didn't know how far we would go in our spacesuit. And NASA wanted us to conduct our experiments in front of a fixed camera, obviously, because the taxpayers were footing the bill for this trip. We certainly hope that Michael Bay doesn't hear about this. Am I right in saying that maybe Megan Fox's body is found on the moon next to a whale and Tom Cruise?
Yeah, well, let's see. Now we have to up that. Now it's a drilling station whale and Tom Cruise.
That's right. That's why I forgot. Yeah. And Cthulhu still has killed Justin Bieber.
Yes.
The Clash of the Titans sequel that everyone knew was coming, but not sure anybody really
It's
wanted.
Already out. They put out the sequel. They made a cartoon version of it years ago.
It's set to start production early next year. And apparently, I think Liam Neeson promises it'll be exciting. While the Sam Worthington-led Clash did very well at the box office, it was reviled in both the critical and fan communities for shoddy storytelling and even shoddier 3D. Neeson has higher hopes for the sequel. Quote, we will start next March. I'm very much looking forward to it. It's a whole revamping, you know. I've only read half the script, and there is still some work being done. They're on the 10th draft, and I think it's going to be some great stuff and a very human story to it, end quote. Joining Neeson for a second crack at releasing the Kraken will be Worthington, Gemma Arterton, and Ralph Fiennes, while reports say that James Franco and Javier Bardem are in talks to join the cast as Poseidon's son and Ares, the God of War, as Bubba the Love Sponge would say, respectfully.
Yes.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Go ahead and fire up that little CD that I gave to you in regards to something. Big event happened this week across the pond in the UK. And obviously, if you happen to be an expat and you're listening to this fine program, we appreciate your listening to us. You may be familiar with this particular piece of music. It's been around for the greater part of the past half century from the north on ITV. Celebrated its 50th anniversary on the 9th. It doesn't air 5 days a week like soaps do here in the States. It airs about maybe three times a week, and they have an omnibus on Sundays. The interesting thing about the 50th anniversary this week was, and it wasn't so much that there was a live episode. They always did live episodes up until recently, and then it was taped, and they had like some special nights where it was live. But in this case, it wasn't even so much as the big stunt. You know, one of the subway cars, you know, that are on above rail happens to, like, you know, crash into one of the buildings on the street. That wasn't so much important. It was essentially who was involved in it. That was Phil Collinson. Now, Chris, we know who Phil Collinson is, right?
Yes, he gets a lot of producer credits for Doctor Who.
That's right. That's right. He took over as producer of Coronation Street about a couple months ago, and in addition to revamping the theme from the show, well, not the theme, but the opening titles, because it still has that big band era sounding theme to it. That will never change. Very iconic, just like the Rovers' Return in the pub there on the street. But he also managed to bring in the boys from the Mill, who've done a lot of special effects for Doctor Who, especially where that tram crash was concerned. If you can listen to, well, obviously, you may have seen it if you're in the UK already on television or through itv.co.uk, but it's up on YouTube somewhere, so go ahead and take a look at it. I think it's just great stuff. It's not just, not only Doctor Who influenced that, but also, do you remember the episode Earth Shock, Chris?
Earth Shock.
Peter Davison's penultimate story for his first season.
Yeah. You gave me the DVD a while back.
And Cyberman came back on that one.
Yeah.
And Adric died, much to everyone's pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Turner, who was producer of Doctor Who at the time, saw an episode of Corey back about 1962 where one of the characters had died in the pub. Of a heart attack, just you know, died where she was sitting, and that was it. And of course, people didn't realize where she that she had passed out until they went into the room where she was sitting at this table, and obviously they, you know, everybody kind of left peacefully, and you didn't hear the end credits. You just saw just a still shot of like her glasses, her passport. She was going to Spain, a glass of wine she was having when she died, and the credits rolled slowly, and you heard no music, and that was the inspiration for the end credits for Part 4 of Earthshock. Nobody really cares, but end results. But you know who else was also a part of the cast of Corey back in the early 2000s? Actually, late 2000s.
Who?
Craig Charles from Red Dwarf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've seen Red Dwarf.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, David Lester.
Who hasn't?
Yes. Yeah, in fact, the most recent, the four-part series of Red Dwarf they did, had them on the set of Coronation Street. Yeah.
Really? I didn't check that out.
It was on the Dave Channel. It came out in April of last year, 2009. It was pretty interesting to watch. But, yeah, so I'll tell you what. Play that theme while we go ahead and go into break, shall we? Because I like it. I like it. In fact, Coronation Street now at 50 years, it is the longest-running soap opera this planet has seen, considering that As the World Turns went off the air for 54 years. So now at 50 years running. The oldest one here in America is General Hospital, coming up to 48 years next year. It is That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, where we invite you to visit our website, thatscifishow.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to us online and streaming audio at www.nnradio.com and the website for the mothership, Holistic Lifestyles Radio, where tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Woody Eastman? Yeah.
That's how you say it.
Thank you. The ex-drummer for the Del Fuegos, he will be joining John Hollis, talking about his new CD release live at Right Turn. And he is the founder and director of Right Turn Addiction Services in Boston. So just a heads up on that. He'll be on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on Rockers in Recovery on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Their website, www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. That Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Michelle Brunage Weston, next hour, talking about, the year in literary and maybe media for 2010 in sci-fi. Back after the break, That Sci-Fi Show. Stay with us.
All Florida Bailons, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bailons has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bailons very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bailons. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-565-2424. 666-ALL-BAIL.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right forum. Send your advertising dollars correctly to send your advertising money. Buy advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in four South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners, contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
It's something you have to hum. I know you're looking at it all weird, you know, for humming the you know, Star Wars thing, but you have to kind of hum it. It's just one of those things that it's always inside you.
Yeah. if you're Beavis and Butthead, though, it's more or less like this.
You know, they were talking about making a remake of that show a while ago. What happened to that? That kind of just fell by the wayside.
No, I believe it's in production right now.
Is it still
in
production?
Really?
Because
yeah.
It's been a couple. I mean, it doesn't take that long to make an animated series anymore.
Not unless, of course, you got to ship it over to Korea, and then you got to
Korea.
I think Adult Swim has proven that you can pretty much do it with computers now.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, it's like with The Simpsons are concerned. They still ship their stuff over to Korea, don't they?
You know, I would have to say I actually think they have their own production company.
Really? Okay.
I would say at this point, yes.
Well, I guess you have to talk with Mike Judge. You know, we may have him on. We may not.
Bring me Mike Judge!
Yeah, I know. Bring me the head of Mike Judge. And the rest of his body while you're at it. Yeah. And while you're at it, bring me his guitar as well. He did the theme from King of the Hill, you know, Amy.
Did he really?
No, he did not do the theme from King of the Hill. The Refreshments did the theme from King of the Hill.
But didn't he inspire them with a few licks?
I don't know if that's the thing.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case or not, but no, the Refreshments wrote and performed that song.
Okay.
I know, because Refreshments is one of those weird underground bands that I love.
I'm sorry. He did the theme from Beavis and Butthead. That was it. That was it. That
there
was
you go.
It.
Yeah, he did the guitar riff for that.
Those chords.
While Joey's doing air guitar.
Hey. Do not knock.
No, I'm not. I'm not. It was just funny. Air guitar is good. I like air guitar.
That's Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network continues. She's Sci-Fi Amy. He's Chris West. I'm Joey Donovan. So glad to have you with us. And next hour, Michelle Brundage-Weston will join us, and we'll talk about some of the big literary things and maybe some of the big things on the big screen and maybe the small screen in the year 2010. As we're closing out the year of our Lord, 2010. Remember the big news that writer-producer David E. Kelley was being brought in to launch a new Wonder Woman TV series?
Yes. What happened with that?
Not exactly a done deal yet, although it was previously reported that Kelly was going to be involved in bringing the DC Comics heroine back to the small screen. He told the website Zap2.com that while he's been developing ideas for the series, he's not officially doing it yet, explaining, quote, "There's no real deal in place yet, but yeah, my intent is to take a stab at it. I've been working on it between scripts for Harry's Law. It's a very different genre for me, a very tricky beast. I won't know whether I've cracked it or not until I've finished it, but it's filming," end quote. Harry's Law is a new series he's putting together, by the way. And just in case you're wondering about his resume, yes, he created Ally McBeal, The Practice, Boston Legal, Picket Fences. He's married to Michelle Pfeiffer.
Really?
Kelly,
He's married up to Catwoman, and I say that the real Catwoman,
the real
not
Catwoman.
Halle Berry and that horrible atrocity.
He's been married to Michelle Pfeiffer for years, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Deep bastard.
Yeah. Anyways, Kelly also said that any talk about who will play the Amazonian princess is just pure speculation, saying, quote, "At the beginning, there was a little bit of that, but we quickly made it known that was premature. I haven't necessarily committed to doing it yet. I'm at the point where I'm trying to figure out if I can make the franchise work for me," end quote. Kelly admitted if he doesn't feel good about the project, quote, "I don't want to delude Warner Brothers or anybody else that I should be doing it. The way I've always worked has been to write a script and discover in the process of writing if it's a fertile and creative place where I want to live. I feel if I can make the characters my own and it's a world rich enough for me to revisit, that's a good sign to me that it's a series worth doing." Now, end quote. Now, the other challenge facing Kelly is time. Harry's Law is set to premiere on NBC January 17th, and he might have a hard time actually figuring out whether he and Wonder Woman make a good match, saying, quote, "The only way I'm truly going to discover if it's right for me and I'm right for it is to roll my sleeves up and close the door and do some work, and that's a challenge because it's kind of a busy time," end quote. All the best to him on that. Let's hope that Michelle stays out of the way. Speaking of superhero news, we all have a great cameo and some Easter eggs sprinkled in our sci-fi movies, and the upcoming Green Lantern is bound to have its share of them. But there's one cameo you can cross off the list for now, and that's Clark Kent. But co-writer Mark Guggenheim still wants him in, and the man he picked for the job is Smallville's Tom Welling.
Yes.
No, hold on. We'll see.
I didn't want to say anything to her earlier. I knew that was going to happen.
It was news to me.
Now, we'll see if Thunderbirds are going this one here. Speaking to MTV's splash page, Guggenheim talked about how the Clark Kent cameo is something quite important to him. Without trying very hard, you can probably find the leaked script on the internet. This is what he's saying. "Without trying very hard, you can probably find the leaked script on the internet. The Superman cameo is in the leaked script. It survived several drafts. Unfortunately, it was cut for budgetary reasons.
What?
We took it out in one of our later drafts. The Clark Kent cameo is still near and dear to my heart. I really wanted it to be in the movie. You never know. It can still happen. If Tom Welling has a free hour or two, I think after Smallville ones, he'll have plenty of free time.
Yeah.
You never know," end quote.
I don't see Tom Welling turning this down as his shot to solidify his role as the next Superman.
Yeah. Apparently, this last part was a bit of joking on Guggenheim's part, but we're sure it'll be just what Tom Welling and Smallville fans need to spur them to action and start petitioning Guggenheim and director Martin Campbell and Warner Brothers for that to happen. Yeah, I'd like to see it happen.
I think the kid's earned it. I think he did a great job in Smallville. He carried the series as far as it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to take the next step. He needs to move out of Smallville into Metropolis. And become the reporter for
fly.
The boat. Yeah, he needs to fly.
It's time.
He needs to fly. It's time.
It's time. Yeah, well, I take that back. He needs to go to the fort. Well, he already technically, hasn't he in the series established the Fortress of Solitude?
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, see, he doesn't do that until after he leaves Smallville, but we'll have to
wait
for that.
A little different. So.
And Marlon Brando as well. In the meantime, as we're coming up to the tip top of the 5 o'clock hour Eastern Time, we invite you to stay tuned for our second hour as we will be speaking with Michelle Brunage Weston, who is author of The Elysian Chronicles. Yes, Amy?
Don't forget my thing.
What thing?
The new thing we're doing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Is that because it's Amy's idea, that's why. Amy, what is it that you're doing now? What is it?
It's with the music.
We're going to break, and Chris wasn't paying attention because he was taking the phone call. And coming up
we'll do it right after the break.
No, we'll do it right now. We'll do it right now.
Okay, fine. All right. Okay. We have this new thing. It's called Ask Sci-Fi Amy.
Yes.
You go on our website. There's a link that says Ask Sci-Fi Amy, and you put your comment in there and ask your question to any one of us, and we will answer your questions on air.
That's right.
And actually, I had put this up a few days ago, and we actually had somebody that posted on there, Bob from Miami, says to the host, who are your favorite authors and why?
Bob, what a very original name that was. I'd like to ask
Joey,
who's your
favorite author?
I don't know. I have to figure that out. It is That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Visit our website at scifishow.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com. Listen to us streaming audio, wwnradio.com, and the website for the mothership, holisticlifestylesradio.com. More of That Sci-Fi Show after the break. I'll tell you who it is after the break. Stay with us.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Spend your advertising dollars correctly. To spend your advertising money, buy advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in 4 South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSPR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788. All Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
It's That Sci-Fi Show.
That Sci-Fi Show.
On the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
Well, if it stays quiet, I got more shopping to do after we get off. I finished mine.
With your hosts, Joey Donovan.
Where'd you get your girlfriend? Stationery sets, paper, envelopes, leather binding. Joe, you will never learn. Well, what's the matter?
Chris West.
No woman wants a stationery set. You get her something personal. It's got her initials on it. No, no, no. You want something more sentimental, romantic.
And Sci-Fi Amy.
Where'd you get Eileen? Well, it's different in her case.
The opinions expressed on That Sci-Fi Show are strictly those of its participants and are not necessarily those of this station, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Where'd you get your wife? A sewing machine. That's romantic.
And now?
Well, it is in a way. Why didn't you buy her a cancer set?
It's That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
That's right. We're back with another hour of That Sci-Fi Show.
1967 that was from, so Gannon Friday and Gannon. I wonder what Joe Friday would have said about Salvia. By the way, TMZ reports that American Idol judge Steven Tyler, remember him, Aerosmith, sounded more like a concerned adult rather than a rock star last night. When they asked him about the Miley Cyrus bong video, he told their guy, quote, "If Miley's smoking, tell her to call me," end quote. And I'm thinking, I don't think he's acting like concerned rock star. He's more like, let me give you something. No, forget it.
Going to pull a Dr. Rock show?
Yeah. I he's a rocker in recovery, too, isn't he?
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
Wow. No.
Fell off the wagon, huh?
Yeah. Richie Super is a rocker in recovery, right?
Yes, he is.
He is. God bless him. He's very much been a guest of this fine program, Rockers in Recovery and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio.
Actually, we had him on last night.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. God bless him. He's doing great things. And so is John Hollis, and we want to thank him for having us on board. In fact, we want to thank our sponsors as well for this hour. What are they, sir?
We got Robert Gluck, attorney at law, Sound Pillow, All Florida Bail Bonds, Sound Pillow, and Canatelli Builders, and the Crossroads Center of Antigua.
And Sound Pillow as well.
Sound Pillow.
You know, Joey told me he took pieces from our show and made his own Sound Pillow with my voice.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I know. Especially with the stuff I put together. It was difficult when I was trying to combine consonants with vowels. So apparently last hour, Amy was talking about this Ask Sci-Fi Amy the link that you can click on, which
yes,
I already
on our page.
Yes, I'm typing on our website, thatscifishow.com. I've already asked my question. I've already sent mine, which is who is buried in Grant's tomb. but apparently
we're not going down the 80s metal road.
No, we're not. But apparently the question Amy is asking was asked by Bob in Miami.
Yes, who are your favorite authors and why? So, Chris, can you tell me who your favorite author is?
Let's see. I don't have one favorite author. Much like music and movies, I don't believe you can really narrow one thing down to... Because everyone's got their own different little style. One of my favorite authors of all time would be Hunter S. Thompson and Kurt Vonnegut.
Sci-fi?
Let's see. Of course, Douglas Adams, and I can't remember there's who wrote it, but the book Farhan's Freehold.
Ooh, I don't know. I think I may know somebody.
That's a great book. If you get a chance to read it,
I may know somebody who does in just a moment. Amy.
Well, my favorite author is Douglas Adams.
Yeah.
You know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Guide,
sorry. I'm slurring my words already, and I haven't even started drinking.
Nope.
Actually, the first time I tried to read it, I couldn't read it. You have to be in a certain frame of mind to read it.
What type? What book?
I don't know, because it's just, it's, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy. You know, I mean, it's a good crazy, but
makes perfect sense to me.
You'd have to.
I waited a couple of years, picked it up again, and started reading in it, and I could not stop. And I read every single one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I waited for the fourth one to come out, and I read that one as well.
And the fifth one. No, there will be a six coming
up. There's been six. He's dead.
No, somebody is writing.
Oh, someone's writing for him. Yes, I did not know that.
It's like the Robert Jordan all
well,
time thing.
During the time I was waiting, I actually picked up his other books, the Dirk Gently series.
Yes, which is
Holistic Lifestyle. I want to say Holistic Lifestyle.
Holistic
Detective Agency. But I was unfortunate. Found out he was dead. You know, when I started reading it.
You have to be a teenager in the 1980s to have read the books. Well,
who's your favorite actor? I mean, actor. Who's your favorite author?
You say actor,
I know,
like,
and
I mean,
I'm like,
that's
I'm not
a normal
even.
Question.
I got Ben Bratter on my mind.
So what else is new?
Who is your favorite author?
I think it will be Michelle Burnage Weston. Am I correct in saying that, Michelle?
That's right. I think I am your favorite author.
Thank you. Thank
Hi, Michelle.
Hey,
miss you. I'm pretty good. I think most of my sinus infection and pneumonia are gone, so everything's
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I can celebrate the holidays without meds.
That's always good.
Wait, what?
She was sick.
Oh, sorry. I just
yeah.
Right. And
hi, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
By the way, Michelle, Chris had a question. I don't know what the answer is. Maybe you do, considering you're more literary than me, at least. Chris, what was the question?
I couldn't remember who wrote the book Far Hands Freehold. It's a great sci-fi book that came out many years ago. Just an awesome book all around. I'm trying to look it up on Google now.
Oh, you are? Okay, never mind. I don't know about that book. Because when you said that, I was like, oh, I need to go. I was racking my memory. I just can't remember. But if you've got Google, then I'm not going to waste my time on Google.
So, Michelle, who's your favorite author?
My two favorites, are going to be J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis. They're just basically my cup of tea. And I think when I was about nine, my dad introduced me to The Hobbit. I did a book report on The Hobbit at the age of like 10.
Wow.
So I made lots of book reports on Lord of the Rings. So I'm a big Tolkien and C.S. Lewis Narnia fan, especially. So I'm after the show where I'm going to go out and watch Dawn Treader. So that's my big excitement for the weekend.
I was wondering if you have seen the film yet. Before we go any further, joining us on the phone right now from Texas, Michelle Burnage Weston. She's joining us as we're going to review the year in terms of books, and also, at least from her point of view, as she does do a radio show on our sister station, WSBR AM 740, Sunday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern time, is it?
Yes.
Yes. That's extremely Eastern time, and it's called The Final Cut in Movies. But just to give you an idea as to what brings her to the table, she is one of the fantasy genre's new emerging voices. Her series of books, The Elysian Chronicles, her flagship fantasy series about guardian angel warfare and treason, has been referred to as, according to award-winning author Vincent O'Neill, quote, filling a big part of the void that will be left by the final Harry Potter, end quote. And those are heavy words. Weston's writing attracts both fantasy and non-fantasy readers, and her audience ranges from upper elementary students to adults. The Elysian Chronicles is being adapted into a graphic novel, congratulations, and her newest book, The Sword of the Vanir, that's a working title, is due out in spring of 2011. So a proper welcome, Michelle Burnage Weston, and hope it's not too cold out there in Texas.
It's actually a balmy 65, and so it's kind of warm. I almost thought of putting on shorts.
I'd have my big jacket on if it was that
I know. Well, the problem here is the wind. The wind is, it'll be cold, and then the wind blows, and it's just like, whoa. And then it gets real cold, because, you know, I'm a Floridian at heart, so I'm still not used to the cold out here, but it's not freezing right now, which is good. We've had some in the 30s temps for the past few days, so it's a nice little break.
Not to more or less put you on the spot, but being an author, at least you're more familiar with things going on in the literary industry than at least I am. My cup of tea tends to be more media, probably because of the fact that even though I have a bunch of books, I just don't really have the time to read them, and television tends to be more of my sitting down and watching thing, reading a novel, at least if it's for television. But as for you, I know you've been involved in the industry, and I know that you've probably had a lot of things that you've seen and experienced over the course of the past year, at least that you've observed and witnessed. And for you, at least, what would be one of the big stories, at least, where literary is concerned in 2010?
Well, that's a great question that I'd have to I'm racking my brain here. Unfortunately, this year has been, I've had to pull myself into my actual writing in my own radio show, and so I haven't paid as much attention. But what I can see is that I know a lot of the young adult stuff that's been coming out, because when I go to panels, often the times I'm on young adult panels.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Heather Brewer's got a series, and her like 13th book or something just came out. She writes about like the Chronicles of Vladimir, and it's a young adult vampire novel. I think the vampires don't sparkle in that one, though.
Thank God.
I was just going to ask.
As I've always stated, aerial vampires do not sparkle.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Yeah. But I was teaching a writing group, and one of the girls in the group was gaga over this series of books. So I know that one's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, and I don't quite know the name of the author, but there's the author who writes the book Hunger, which is, again, young adult, she's got some stuff that's just come out. So I know that she's doing pretty well. I am curious to see what the resurgence of the newest Harry Potter film coming out a few weeks ago, what that did to J.K. Rowling sales. And I'd like to know if Harry Potter is like eventually going to die out or if it's just going to keep going. I'm curious to see that.
Mm. I think it was Whitley Strieber who wrote The Hunger.
Yeah, was it her? It may have been her.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, yeah, that one's, I know it's a big series. She just came out with some stuff, and she's really being touted. Honestly, what I'm kind of hearing is that you're just not seeing any one author, and this is in the young adult world that I'm talking here.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think anyone's actually come to the level of what either Stephanie Meyer or J.K. Rowling has done.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of like those, I know, and Christopher Paolini, those types of things were huge. When their, like, third books, fourth books came out, people would wait in bookstores. Well, you've all heard stories of they'd go to the midnight parties or, you know, just... I know when J.K. Rowling's last book came out, it was coming out on what would be a Saturday, and I know the Nation of Israel had to pass certain laws to let the bookstores be opened on a Saturday or something like that. I remember that was a big deal, like with her book coming out. But I have not seen any major, or heard of any major things that are just to wait. That magnitude. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually something I was talking to Joey about before the show was starting. We were actually mentioning that, you know, when the Twilight books were coming out, you had all these big events wrapped around the book coming out, the date, when the movie came out, there were parties, you know, they had stores open. Like you said, certain states had to pass laws, the occupancy laws, so that, you know, people could be in that building past midnight.
Mississippi had to instruct people how to read.
Yeah,
I remember that being a big deal. I'm sorry, never mind. Sarcasm can go too far sometimes. I don't want to have the Texas Rangers come out and take me away. But yeah, that's just kind of been, I know at science fiction and fantasy conventions that I go to, I can tell you right now, you would not know this, but the biggest vampire author out there is not Stephanie Meyer, it is Sherilyn Kenyon.
Okay.
She actually sells the most. Now, there's a reason for that. She writes vampire romance. And romance, the actual smut book genre, is the biggest genre ever. It's 50% of the entire book market that includes nonfiction. So she's a vampire romance author, and she's huge. But she doesn't just attract women. She also has a very strong male following as well. I've watched her line for instance, at Dragon Con or a few other conventions I've gone to, and she has just as strong a following of men as she does of women. She's a very talented author and an absolutely wonderful person. So she, every time she comes out with a book, it's huge, but you don't hear about it as much. I think that you don't have as much sore drama with adult books coming out as you do with the young adult books coming out.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. By the way, Michelle Weston joins us on this hour of That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I think that probably after, if I'm right in saying, after the Harry Potter books started to become the movies, that there was a swing of fantasy that went to young adults, not to adults, but to young adults. And there's a reason why it went to young adults, because obviously you start with a market, you get them hooked, and hopefully you have them hooked for life.
Well, it's what I like to call the Philip Morris model of business.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to steal that.
Feel free.
Yes, and for those of you who don't know what a Philip Morris is, obviously that is the company that makes a lot of cigarettes.
Well, they own Kraft, but they got their start from Marlboro cigarettes.
Exactly.
And that's what they're most known for. But they're a big conglomerate now where they own many, many other businesses on the side, but their main thing is the cigarettes.
Well, in a way, it's kind of like CBS Paramount, because they have you from womb to tomb. You're going to be watching Nick Jr., then Nick, then MTV and MTV2, then VH1, then Nick at Night's TV Land, and then CBS. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. It's your progression right there.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, in those ways, yes, they're not going for the type of novels for the adults. They are going for the young adult market. And yes, I think the big news of 2010, where fantasy and science fiction literary is concerned, is that tremendous glut that was influenced on one way by not so much, I mean, obviously Lord of the Rings and the C.S. Lewis books, they'll always be there, that's a given, but it's where the Harry Potter influences came from the fantasy side, and from where the horror, romantic, gothic side came from, where Myers' Twilight series of books also came through, yeah.
And then we also have to throw in there, for the more adult side, would be the True Blood.
Yeah.
The True Blood, the Sookie Stackhouse novels, which, in their own right, I mean, those novels, at the same time, there are huge parties every time one of those books comes out.
Don't they have a TV show?
They have the TV show on HBO, but I think the assessment of that on the Cleveland show this last Sunday was most right, just a couple of gay guys fighting in a field.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know that what I'm hearing is that, and I could be hearing wrong, because the problem with the book industry is they're always having to predict 1 or 2 years away. When you buy a book, it's not going to come out for 1 or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a publisher and you buy a manuscript to publish, and I'm hearing that vampires are kind of on their way out, so we'll have to see. I don't think they really know what's coming in yet, but I'm definitely hearing that vampires...
Werewolf, but I don't think it'll take.
I don't see werewolves taking zombies or pig right now, but I just don't see...
I know in March, we had the author of The Zombie Autopsies, which comes out in March, which is described by George Romero as the most accurate zombie description ever.
Ooh.
Dr. Yeah. Steven Schlotzman?
Schlotzman,
yeah.
Yeah, we had him on the show a few weeks back. And the zombie thing, when Max Brooks came out with World War Z and the Ultimate Zombie Survival Guide, kind of rebrought the zombie genre back. And then there was a huge surge in the comic industry with all different types of comics coming out, like The Walking Dead, which was just recently adapted to TV by A&E. The Walking Dead series, which just wrapped up, and season 2 and 3 have already been greenlit and are in filming. So the zombie thing is still going on big and strong, and I think, we're probably going to see more zombies, but you know what? I don't know what's the next big thing that's going to come out. We'll still have to see. But I definitely would say I've seen the werewolf thing try to peak up, because, me and Joe, we get a bunch of preview books.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been out of those packets, two out of three are always werewolf.
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious as well, Michelle, because you mentioned about a couple of minutes ago that the vampire thing is kind of waning now. I wouldn't say waning as much as just it's kind of like an ebb and a flow, if you will. So it's kind of like at low tide.
Right.
It's approaching low tide right now. But that being said, where does that place Dark Shadows? Because production on that movie is coming up soon, and obviously you and I are well familiar with how important Dark Shadows was in terms of its being not just a vampire soap, but a gothic horror soap. And now Johnny Depp is finally going to play Barnabas Collins, and Tim Burton's putting this thing together. And the chapter wrote Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter is writing out the script. So, I mean...
You can always laugh at Hollywood, because they... I think if you have Johnny Depp and Tim Burton together, you're going to get enough promotion, just like people salivating over Johnny Depp teams up again with Tim Burton. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you'll have that. It's a great question, though, because I often see Hollywood make that mistake where they think, oh, okay, now we'll go and grab onto this. And it's like, you guys are a little late here.
Well, if I could step in on this one, I think in what you were saying, Joey, in the description kind of will give your answer there. With Dark Shadows, it wasn't mainly the vampire. It was the whole cast of everything, having the ghost, having the zombies, having the werewolves. So I think Dark Shadows will kind of be that thing. It'll be like Monster Mash, where it'll have everybody. So everybody will have something to appeal to. Everybody will have their character, their monster.
Well, if that's the case, then you're going to break out almost everybody involved, and it's going to make it look like...
Well, no, you keep it to the key. Yeah, you don't want to pull an X-Men First Class and just, okay, well, we were making this movie and we might as well just break out all these side characters that have nothing to do with the first few years of X-Men to begin with, because everybody wants to see their favorite B character. No, you keep it to the main ones. You keep it, nice, neat storyline. You keep it, to where you have everybody interact and all that, but you keep it to the main ones. And obviously you can't go with every B character. It's just not possible.
No.
You're not the book. You're not the TV series. You cannot focus on every single storyline.
No, you can't. You absolutely can't. It should be interesting to see how their interpretation, how their take comes out on that. Why don't we go ahead and take a break right now, because we do need to. We've already passed our 15-minute break. We just had a great conversation with Michelle Brundage Weston, who's author of the Elysian Chronicles book series, and she's our guest for this hour on a sci-fi show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, where we invite you to visit our website at www.thatscifishow.com. We're also on blogtalkradio.com, and you can listen to us on streaming audio at www.nnradio.com. And the website for the mothership is www.holisticlifestylesradio.com, where Rockers in Recovery is on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So listen to John Hollis, as we'll have some great guests and some great individuals who've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and are ready to tell you about it and hopefully give you some hope. That Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Continue to stay with us.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-7000. 847-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
All Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
That Sci-Fi Show. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Welcome back to Joey Donovan here with you. Glad to have you with us on this second hour as we are talking about just many things pertaining to the status of science fiction in the year 2000. And for this hour, Michelle Brundage Weston joining us, and obviously Doctor Who, one of the themes that we have as we go back in for this segment. And what a great season it was for Doctor Who, Michelle, especially with the addition of a Doctor who's young enough to be my son.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What was that season again? I just realized something. I tweeted to everybody that I'm on the wrong station, so I'm trying to hold on.
You're doing better than me. No, Matt Smith becoming the new Doctor Who at the age of 26.
I know. You know, I'm hearing a lot of people liking him. It's mostly girls, but
you know, I like Matt.
What are your thoughts on him, Michelle?
Me?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't know. And now here's a dumb question, but who's the McCoy guy?
Sylvester McCoy.
Yeah, he's going to be in Peter Jackson's The Hobbit. He's been, I think he's going to play Dallin or something.
That's right. Sylvester's been cast in the role. But I trust that, I think that for me, at least, one of the big stories of 2010 were science fiction media were concerned.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. Where do we start?
Yeah.
Where do we start? But at least from your perspective, after taking a look at what you've seen on television and in film, I think where TV was concerned, obviously the final episode of Lost, the final season, Lost had finished up sometime in May. But I'm wondering if there was anything else that may have come to mind that may have been of just great record, at least that would make 2000 a year different from the rest.
Well, is 24 done? How is 24? I know that 24 is done. Isn't it? I see people have been learning that. I think that True Blood is a big deal. I've never seen so much, and I haven't really watched True Blood, but holy cow, it's like every time you get on the internet, I'm seeing it all over the place.
Yeah, so I see it everywhere.
It's really amazing. And I think one of the best ways to, if you are looking to promote, get your film promoted or whatever, you got to get the fashionistas watching you. I mean, there's something about how whoever controls the celebrity website, those are the people you have to get to want to watch you. I don't know how to do that, but that's kind of where they kind of control a lot of the buzz that goes on with that. So I know True Blood is pretty big. What else was pretty big? Thinking in terms of TV shows. Well, what was that? The name escaped me. The Walking, not The Walking Dead, but you had mentioned it on A&E.
The Walking Dead on A&E.
On AMC.
The Walking Dead, that's right.
Yeah.
We've been talking about so many zombie things, my mind just went. That one's big, too. I'm seeing that not just on sci-fi places, but I'm also seeing it mainstream. And that, to me, is kind of the key as to what's gone mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, like not... And I'll tell you another thing that's actually pretty... it's interesting to see, but The Guild has kind of almost gone mainstream. And for those of you not familiar with The Guild, that is not even on television. It's a internet show about gamers, but that's almost gone mainstream. I see it every time they have an update. I'll see that on like MSN's homepage.
You know, that's actually the big thing about TV Together is that the internet has really started to take over TV. To where now Comcast is actually trying to get suits together to or make a law that will prevent Netflix from going completely streaming online.
I can't
Netflix's
wait for that.
Plan
oh, yeah.
Is to go completely
get
online
rid of
to
cable.
Where, yeah, you can basically, well, you wouldn't be able to watch new shows. You have to understand, it's still Netflix. You'd be watching last season, but you'd be able to stream it instantly to your TV. But the entire collection. Now, if you have a PS3, a Nintendo Wii, or an Xbox 360, you know the ability to do the Netflix on the TV, and it's awesome, but it's a limited library.
Yeah, but don't forget, you got Hulu, so you can watch all your other shows.
Yeah,
well, that's
true.
The other
thing
now. Hulu is, the thing with Hulu is that they have certain contracts with certain networks to where they stream the episode the next day.
Right.
Or... they have contracts where the season ends, and then before the season ends, they'll play the first four episodes.
Yeah, but you also have to go on
the
website.
But the season ends, and then they'll release the other episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's by the way, just so you know, I'm following my Twitter feed here, and one guy, Brian Johnson, who's tweeted to me, he said, don't forget to mention Friends. So we want to mention Friends. We're going to talk to mention Friends.
I'm going to take the Al Bundy stance on Friends. I don't need them, I don't want them, and I sure as hell don't watch them.
Wait,
Friends have been off the air for like 10 years now.
Yeah.
No, Fringe, not Friends.
Oh,
Fringe.
Fringe. Oh.
Fringe. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Fringe, okay.
For a moment, I thought I was
talking about Fringe.
Sorry, Michelle.
Never mind, I take that back.
Also,
Fringe is an awesome series. I love Fringe.
Yeah.
Also, The Event has kind of been... a big deal.
I'm kind of waiting on that one to let it all play out, and then I'm going to watch the whole thing and you judge it all at once.
No, you always do that.
Yeah, because if I wait week to week, it's like Doctor Who. It's like, just play the next episode. I can't wait. I hate waiting.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of how I got a little bit addicted to Lost, was I didn't watch it for like 5 years, and then we finally started watching it. But then I'm like, okay, I'm tired of these people.
Yeah, Lost, I'm actually thankful, is one of those series I never got into. No matter,
yeah,
I guess it was just that I was always working when it was on, so I never got to watch it. But I don't know if you caught this last week's episode of Community.
No, I did not.
There's a great scene at the very end where he opens up the Christmas box that's supposed to, give you the meaning of Christmas, and there's the Lost 1 DVD.
Hmm.
And they're like, what's that mean? And he goes, it's just... false hope at the end, guys. False hope at the end.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll tell you something. Speaking of Netflix, something that I'm very mad at Fox about, I got addicted to, and you just should never do this, but I ended up, let me watch Firefly. I'd never watched Firefly, and I shouldn't have done that because that's such a good series, and Fox ended it, and I'm so depressed.
I know.
I'm, like, late. Like, everybody else has been depressed for years, and they're over it, and I'm just now starting to get angry and depressed.
I was over it years ago, and then right when I got Netflix, I found the complete first season on Netflix, and I watched it all through, like, a week. And then afterwards, it made me just as angry as back then. I was like, God, this was such a great show. Why did Fox kill it?
That's what's going to happen to Fringe now, too.
They moved it to the death spot. Friday at 9.
It's almost like you have to just not, if you have a good show, don't sign with Fox. You know, that's kind of my thought on it.
I think if you're Josh Whedon, don't sign with Fox.
Yeah, if your name is Josh Whedon, just run far away from Fox. I mean, well, and here's another total off the subject a little bit, but they're going to make a new Buffy, and Joss is not directing.
Yeah, we mentioned that they're also thinking about picking up Heather Morris from Glee as to play Buffy. But it's very far down the line, and we don't know what's going to happen with the series yet. You know, we'll wait till Josh finishes up Justice League. If he can finish League up before the Buffy project starts, I guarantee you he'll jump on Buffy.
He should. It's kind of his.
Right now he wants to make Justice League his. And the thing is that Justice League, you know, before the whole writer's strike, was going to be the next big movie.
It was. And then what happened? They had the
pop. Yeah, they had the writer's strike, and the script got, the writers took the script and threw it out. So there was no script for many years, and then they finally got it back, and they revamped it, and they rewrote it, and they finalized it. And Josh Whedon just stepped in, and now they're going to make the Justice League movie. And, I agree with Josh. Take Justice League first, then do Buffy.
Yeah, I mean, it's already there. I hope they have a place. I knew they were going to film the Justice League in Australia for a while, and then something happened in taxes or something. I don't know, it was a big deal, so I'm not quite sure if they're... But, yeah, he's doing it now, so we at least know there'll be great character development. So we are guaranteed. We have some really nice characters fleshed out.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle Weston's our guest. We're going to let her have a glass of something to clear her throat. And,
a glass of something.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah, I've got it.
And afterwards, we're going to, after the break, we're going to ask her at least what her thoughts are in regards to the year to come, 2011, on this broadcast of That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, where you can visit our website at www.thatscifishow.com or on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to us in streaming audio right now if the transmitter's down, which is on low power. WWNN radio. I know what I'm saying. It's low power. It goes to low power. You can't hear this. It's a long story. WWNNradio.com. And the website for the mothership is www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. And tomorrow night, 9 p.m., Rockers in Recovery. That's Sci-Fi Show. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Back after the break. Stay with us.
My name is Charles Beckard. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckard & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Asking your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Send your advertising dollars correctly. To send your advertising money, buy advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in 4 South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners, contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Wrapping up this week's broadcast.
That's
Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. She's Sci-Fi and Chris West. I'm Joey Donovan. Chris, I got to ask you this question.
Yes.
The advertisement, you did the voice for this bail bondsman commercial. All Florida Bail Bonds, one of our fine sponsors, and we do thank them for their sponsorship in our program. But the way you do the spot, it sounds like you're doing it on like an album oriented rock station, and it's like it's being played at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like, okay, so you got busted. Don't worry about it. Here's somebody who's gonna save your brass.
Well, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
you just got busted. This guy's here to save your brass. Yeah. Call him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
You got to appeal to the right audience. I mean, it's perfect. It's just the right time. You're a bail bondsman. You're not going to be on like...
Hi, let's talk about flowers and daisies and how I'm going to get you out of jail.
Right. It's perfect this far, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's Michelle Burnett Weston, by the way. And her website, I mean, people will forget to mention it, but I'll tell you right now, it's
mbweston.com.
Amy's been chopping at the bit ready to say that. Because you know, we can't.
It's only because I can remember it. It's so easy.
And when Spooky Empire.
Yeah.
You know, we October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Resort.
Yes, that's right. You must travel back in time if you wish to visit that one. Yeah.
Mayhem's in May.
It'll be at the Wyndham again next year at
that's
around
right.
the same time. So.
Exactly. So.
Okay.
There we go.
So what can Michelle Burnett Weston expect where media is concerned, films and television? As we cross over from one calendar to the next into 2011?
Oh, great question. I know that right now there's a few really important movies coming out. First, obviously, we have Narnia, which... Narnia, I'm hoping isn't going to be a has-been. It was amazingly big during its... initial run, and then the second one, they made some big errors with the second movie. They appealed to the wrong audience. They kind of did some stuff. Well, I just didn't see it as advertising for it. This one, they're trying to go back to the roots of how they advertised the first Narnia.
Mm.
We'll see how that works. Then we have Tron coming out, and I have never actually seen Tron.
What?
But
I haven't either.
What?
Well, I saw like segments of it a zillion years ago. I'm going to see it now, though, because I want to see the new movie.
Yeah,
look on his face. Oh, my God.
Chris, I know. Honestly, guys, seriously, I didn't play video games when it came out. I was a girl. I was playing Barbies.
It wasn't
a video game, though. It was the,
it looks like it.
Yeah, that was the whole concept. It's supposed to look like that. No, but Tron was the first CGI film ever made.
Really?
Yes.
Tron is, you've got tons of stuff to look through at that one. I will be. That's why next week when I talk about Tron, I'm bringing in some help. I'm bringing in some men to talk about Tron.
There you go.
Yeah, there's no way.
I have to go watch Tron now. For you. I have to go watch it again
for you.
You
have to go watch it for me?
I'll come over, Chris. Watch it together.
There you go. I'm seeing The Green Hornet coming out on January 14th. That's going to be, I don't know how big a deal that is. The thing about, I think The Green Hornet is, Chris, help me out here. I know you're the comic. That's Marvel, right?
Actually, I believe that would be DC, but yeah, it's DC Comics. But the thing is that it's Seth Rogen
and him
taking over the role. And the idea was that he made the movie, Pineapple Express with James Franco. And if you notice throughout the entire movie, he never takes off his suit. He's running around Los Angeles, running away from cops, getting into the car chases. And the whole idea was that was the reason he made that movie, was so that he could prove he could be an action star in a suit, and his suit just happens to be slightly green. So that was his big kickoff to the world that I want to be the Green Hornet, and I want to make the Green Hornet movie. And I've seen the trailer for the new Green Hornet, where he's kind of like, you know, the generic son of the rich guy, screw-up, who, you know, dad's a media mogul, finds some kind of conspiracy, gets killed, and he decides he has to avenge his death, and then, you know, hires a Chinese guy to be his butler who's super bad at karate, and, you know, puts a billion guns into a car like XXX, and, it goes from there. I really don't see it doing too well. I see the fact that it's got Seth Rogen in it. It'll be funny, and it'll have his following go to it, so it'll do well. But I don't see it being a really good movie.
Yeah, do you see that? They're not doing so hot to me on the advertisement. They're losing the promotion war. Marvel is.
Yeah.
So is it Marvel? Is it Green Lantern Marvel then?
No, Green Lantern is also DC Comics.
Okay, because that one's coming out. I don't know.
Yeah, they've been heavily producing spots for that one since they released the trailer recently. But Marvel, they did put out the official trailer for Thor this week. And it's been blowing up all over Facebook, all over the internet, superherohype.com. Any one of your favorite comic book websites will have it, I'm sure. And I know there was a teaser trailer that was out at Comic-Con, and it's essentially the same trailer. There's just a couple of new things in it and some old things taken out.
Yeah, so you're looking at a couple of those things. I'm waiting. Is Marvel ever going to do the Avengers, like the actual movie, or are they just... They are, okay.
Yes, well, right now it is that next year they're going to have Thor come out, and then the month after they're going to have Captain America, the first Avenger, come out. And then in 2012, the Avengers will come out. And as it stands right now, Eva Longoria has signed on to play Janet Van Dyne, the Wasp. They're going to have Chris Evans come on and be Captain America again. Tony Stark will make an appearance, but he will not be in the Avengers. And they'll probably have Thor in there. And the big questions are they going to have Spider-Man and Wolverine? So there's a new Wolverine movie coming out called The Wolverine, which is actually, it's not the same universe as Wolverine Origins, but kind of like, it's still an origin story of his time in Japan. We'll see how that comes out.
Okay.
But it will be Hugh Jackman that plays him, because I don't think there's anybody else that can play Wolverine.
No.
No.
I mean, you shouldn't even attempt. Well, you know what is coming out, and unfortunately what happens after January is that they put all the really bad movies out in between January and May, unless you're smart and you do like 300 and someone becomes a big deal. But we have coming out next May. May's going to be amazing because you have Thor coming out on May 6th. Then you have on May 20th Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, which all of us will go see, even though we know that it's a
that three was just way too much plot, but we're going to assume this will be better. The Hangover Part 2 is coming out as well because, you know, you have to make a sequel to a good movie and screw the whole thing.
That was my big question is how are you going to make a sequel of that?
I know. Like, what are they going
to
do?
What, are they going to go to Reno?
Yeah. I can't do Kung Fu Panda 2 is coming out in May. So those are all some major, major movies coming out next year. X-Men obviously has got their first class with coming out June 3rd, and then you have Green Lantern coming out June 2nd, like we just discussed. So we've got a whole bunch of great-looking summer movies, and it looks like I'm just going to have to review a whole... And then we have Transformers, Dark Side of the Moon. The only thing that's looking up with that is that Megan Fox is not in it.
Thank you, Jesus.
No.
I will thank Jesus when Michael Bay, you know, has something horrible happen to him. All right, not only has he ruined Transformers, he's ruined Friday the 13th.
How did he ruin Transformers? Why? Because it wasn't by the comic?
No, that wasn't by the original series. It had nothing to do with
or series
anything.
Or whatever.
It screwed up the entire storyline of anything that it had.
I'm
character
sorry,
development was horrible.
I liked the first one and the second one.
The first one.
And I never seen the series before that.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. Yeah.
That's why.
Because you weren't
yeah,
born.
Yeah, probably.
That's right, I'm only 20.
Yes.
Well, then you would have seen it because you're no
You too, right, Michelle? You're 20, right?
Yeah, what was that?
I said I'm 20. You're 20, right?
That's right, we're 20. We're 20. So we don't even remember the original comic book series.
No,
Wasn't me CI. I have no idea what that means.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, we also have those. So we've got Transformers Dark Side of the Moon coming out. I'm hoping Steven Spielberg stepped in. My husband mentioned, he's like, he's one of the main producers. I'm like, honey, I think he was the producer all through, but I'm hoping Spielberg might kind of take that over and make it a little bit better. Then we have, obviously, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows comes out July 15th. So anything, and here's the problem. Captain America, the first Avenger, is coming out July 22nd, which is the week after Harry Potter. So that's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out, because that's also a 3D movie as well. So you're going to have Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows fighting with Captain America, the first Avenger.
Oh, I can't wait for Captain America to put Harry in his place.
Oh, shush. I'm a Harry fan. So, you also have it. I am not going to watch this simply because the title, but Cowboys and Aliens is...
I think it looked pretty good. I think I want to go see it.
I
saw the trailer for
it. Daniel Craig kind of wakes up in the middle with this alien device on his wrist in the Old West, and it's just kind of interesting.
That
works. Yeah. It was interesting.
Did you say Daniel Craig?
Yes, it's Daniel Craig is starring.
It's sounding much better now.
Yes, women, we go to movies just because of God.
There we go. We'll have some Bond music going back. August 3rd, The Smurfs, which I don't know how they're going to do this. I watch The Smurfs every day.
Whoa. Daniel Craig is doing The Smurfs?
What?
No, he's not. August 3rd, the actual movie The Smurfs is coming out. And
the animation looks terrible.
I don't want to see it.
We could go on.
And if my kids want to see it, I think I'll ask someone else to take them.
Possibly, yeah. We could go on, but I'll tell you what, 24 hours from now, if you want to hear her continue to talk about the movies, you can listen to Michelle Vernich-Weston on her radio program, Final Cut of the Movies, and that takes place Sunday night, 6 p.m. On WSBR AM 740, our sister station. We got to end our time together. I apologize for that. Michelle, by the way, your website is mbweston.com, and your book series on the Elysian Chronicles is out. Buy a copy. It's for Amazon.com at least, so we want to thank you very much for that. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us in conversation tonight on that Sci-Fi Show.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Most welcome. It's our honor. Take care. We're playing Star Wars from The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
I want to close tonight by saying this. There's a young girl out in Evanston, Illinois, by the name of Katie Goldman, 7 years old. She was pressured at school for liking Star Wars. Her mother, Carrie, blogged about her daughter's story, which went viral online. A lot of people responded in kind, including Catherine Tabor, the voice of Padme on The Clone Wars, moved by Katie's story. A lot of folks in support of her, so much to a point that yesterday, a Facebook event, December 10th, thousands of people were wearing Star Wars gear on December 10th as a show of support. This was also the same day at her school had Proud to Be Me Day. And if you're interested in seeing it, it's on CNN.com on the main page. Suffice to say that with the way right now that we have so many kids who are being just going through a lot of peer pressure and a lot of bullying and are trying to conform to other ways, you know, we all have to state that we are who we are and we cannot be ashamed and shall not and must not and will not be ashamed of what we like. We are what we are as a result. And I'll tell you what, to this 7-year-old kid with no front teeth, because obviously she's a 7-year-old kid and they're going back, who wears glasses and who's wearing these special earmuffs that are made to look like Princess Leia's hair that a fan had sewn and sent to her, and for Think Geek who sent to her a nice lightsaber, and for the cast of Clone Wars who sent her a ton of Star Wars merchandise, just to say, listen, you're not alone here.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, may the Force be with you always. You're definitely not alone. Definitely not alone. And one day you may grow up to replace Amy.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. Next week, David Zirica from the nationally syndicated Sci-Fi Overdrive joins us as he talks about his thoughts on the year 2010. And also Carol Barrowman. That's right. John Barrowman's big sister joins us as well to talk about the same thing, too. Next week, that Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Our website, that's sci-fi-show.com. For Chris West, for Sci-Fi Amy, I'm Joey Donovan. Thanks for listening. The website for Holistic Lifestyles Radio is holisticlifestylesradio.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com as well. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week for our last show of 2010. Mr. Sulu, take us out.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors.